Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 16th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How are you doing, Mary?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. Just trying to get over having stayed up all night watching the feeds.
Yes. I'm still trying to figure out how long I should wait before after pressing the start streaming button and then when I need to start talking, because people are complaining that the beginnings have been cut off. So I'm trying to wait longer and longer and see just how long I need to wait to not be cut off. Hopefully, maybe this one worked, but who knows? Who knows, Mary?
Pretty soon there's just going to be a giant pause in between the song and when you start talking.
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about. But we'll figure it out. I also apologize for being a little bit late today. Man, I tweeted this out. I was doing work last night before and after the podcast, writing notes. I don't usually write notes at night, but I was like, hey, I've got the time. And I was like, I'm going to be so prepared for tomorrow morning. I've already got half my notes written. This is great. Then I woke up really early this morning. I don't know why. For some reason, my alarm went off really early. Not like an alarm, but like there's a light that turns on. That's how I wake up. And the light turned on really early, and I woke up and I was like, man, I'm up so early. I'm gonna be way over prepared for this stupid podcast. And that's before I realized what the hell happened last night.
Oh gosh, just a lot of drama and you know, people thinking that America is getting to see their beautiful authentic journey.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. The whole point of that story was a lot of stuff happened last night. A lot of drama, a lot of strategic maneuvering. And if it wasn't even just last night, there was a lot of moves being made by people like Bailey and Casey, who was involved in things. Caitlin was all over the place. Brett was going over everywhere. JC was getting exposed. Caitlin was yelling at Tyler about not loving her enough. So many things. And that was all like daytime stuff. That wasn't even nighttime. So let's get into it. To start the day, Rockstar and Sam had a conversation. Rockstar has been very anti-Brett for a while now. She really wants Brett to go. And she's going to pitch to Sam, like, hey, you know, the women are thinking that the men should be leaving. So we should be sticking together.
Yes, which is funny because on the other area, I know Fessy has mentioned a couple times being worried about how this week will have been the third man going home and that they might want to think about getting together at some point, which is just ridiculous because I don't see Fessy working with some of these guys long term at all. They're much more all over the place. The girls at least already seem to sort of band together. And I like the idea of this, at least just to keep some more interesting people around. But Caitlin could go, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing that could work if it happened like weeks and weeks from now. But right now, like the women, like half the women are against the other half of the women, and Caitlin is against everybody, and Sam is against nobody. So it's very difficult to make all of that work. But yeah, so Rockstar is going to pitch this to Sam. Rockstar is going to be pitching this to a few different people. And it's going to start to, we'll talk about it. It's going to start to get out a little bit. Tyler's going to have a conversation with Casey. Casey's going to say she does not want the power used on Winston. And Tyler is also still kind of leaning toward not wanting the power used because he'd rather have it for next week in case they need it. And in general, they're just kind of like, do we need to save Winston? Do we really need Winston in this game? I'm not sure. Tyler's still kind of leaning that way at this point, but it's going to change.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it were me and I was Sam, I can totally understand wanting to keep it. If Tyler was up, if, you know, her best friend was up and she really needed them in the game, that would be one thing. But when it comes down to just saving Brett or Winston, I do think it benefits her in a lot of ways to hold it. Not the least of which is that, you know, the level six side taking a hit can probably help them moving forward a little bit, so they're not just this giant imposing alliance. I think it also allows room for maneuvering, you know, on Sam's part, if her and Casey and Tyler want to break off a little bit more, it sets them up better for that in the future. You know, they need some other people to take out some of the people on their side that they don't want to take long term.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a tricky spot that they're in, because you know, having both of the bros in the game is definitely beneficial in the sense that they're a big target in front of them. And, you know, if both of the bros are in the game, then there's a decent chance that if the wrong person wins HOH next week, they would target the bros again. Or if the right person wins HOH, but Bailey uses her power, that she might target the bros instead of somebody like Tyler. So that's one level of like buffer, of one level of safety that they might have if they used the power to save the bros. However, if they didn't use the power to save the bros, then they might also just be in a situation where, well, at least we've got Sam's power to be used as a buffer to keep us safe in case Bailey uses the power or somebody else wins the HOH. So it's kind of, it's honestly like they're flipping a coin at this point in terms of what's better for their game.
But I don't think there's a really big argument for either side being like definitely the right decision. I think there's a lot of pros and cons here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's tough. I don't even know, like I've been trying to rack my brain, like what would I do if I had all the information, and these people don't have all the information because they don't know about Bailey's power, at least they don't know the details of it. But if I knew all the information, I can't say for sure. I could say they should have Sam use the power, and then all of a sudden, you know, Bailey uses her power next week, Tyler goes on the block, he can't protect himself against it because he's only got the cloud power, and then Tyler goes home because Sam doesn't have but even then I don't think Tyler would go home because she'd probably put him up next to Caitlin, and Caitlin would probably go home. But still, there's just so many variables that it's too difficult to figure out what they should be doing at this point, which again I just feel like continues to point to just like Tyler should have pushed harder to try to make these nominations not happen, because it's a very difficult spot to be in.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because all of the arguments for other people going up are kind of falling flat with Scotty. Scotty has, you know, a really close relationship with Fessy and with Rockstar. And so Rockstar was the one they were really pushing for getting up, and I don't think Scotty would ever go for that.
Yeah, well, we sort of talked about, you know, over the last few days, I just feel like if Tyler had been honest with Scotty about like the things that like, hey, like we need to work together. If he had just like not been trying to trick Scotty into making a move that's like, because Scotty knew that Tyler wasn't being totally upfront with him. If he had been honest with the layout of the house, I think Scotty would have realized that, like, all right, like maybe we should be doing something different. And even if it wasn't Rockstar, maybe it was somebody else. But I do feel like there was I feel like there was at least different ways that Tyler could have tried to prevent this from happening. And I feel like he was too scared to take him.
Yeah. And I mean, for Scotty, I feel like it's good for him that he's kind of holding his ground, because he doesn't need both Brett and Winston in the game. So, you know, I know we would like to see certain people run everything, but do we? Because it's kind of nice, you know, not being able to see Tyler get his way every single time.
Well, I think most people were happy with the nominations. I just don't think that they were good for Scotty or Tyler. And I feel like if they had gotten together and been honest with each other, that they would have figured that out. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know why Tyler feels the need to keep up charades in front of Scotty, of all people.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't make sense to me why he would continue, like, because again, like, Scotty knew that that Tyler was holding things back. But Caitlin and Rockstar are going to have a conversation. Caitlin's going to be campaigning for Brett throughout most of the day. She's talking about, like, I think Brett should stay. I trust Brett. He has my back. The women should stick together, and we should all vote out Winston. And Rockstar is like, nah, we're not doing that. Winston is not a threat. Brett is a threat. We need Winston in this house. We need Brett gone. And Caitlin kind of backs down in this conversation, but they are very polar opposite in this moment.
Yeah, and from both of them, I can understand why Caitlin, being friends with Brett, wants him to stay around. But the thing that I think is so funny is that there's all these comparisons about Brett is so much better than Winston at everything. And in pretty much every category, they've shown to be about the same. They both think that a lot of their terrible game moves are the world's best game moves, and none of them have worked. They both have done very poorly at the competitions. So I think it's just, when you look at Brett in comparison to Crazy Winston, people think he's so much better, but they're really both, I think it's six of one, you know, half dozen of another of who you keep.
I have definitely gone on record saying I think that Brett has been overestimated by the house guests and even the audience because of the house guests, like, just next to Winston, it's night and day. But he is going to have a conversation with Bailey. And this is going to be, I think, I do think that Brett did some decent things today, more so than the previous days. He had a conversation with Bailey. He tells her he wants Scotty to backdoor Caitlin. And then Bailey's like, really? Because Caitlin's like the only person campaigning for you, just so you know. And he was like, what? That's not what I've been told. JC told me that she was campaigning to get me out. And Bailey was like, whoa, that's weird. Why is JC coming to you telling you that? Like, JC's been going around telling a bunch of different people a bunch of different things, apparently. JC starting to get caught here. Not good for JC. He had been trying to work Bailey, and I think Bailey realizes that JC was trying to work him in this moment. JC had been doing so well, but you had to know that at some point this was going to come crashing down, because the way that he was going about it was not super effective.
Yeah, there was a lot of he said, she said throughout the day of, you know, this whole conflict is Caitlin trying to save Brett and Brett trying to go after Caitlin and get her to be backdoored, which I do think that for Scotty and for pretty much anyone who would be HOH, Caitlin has the easiest arguments for why she should be put up. Like, pretty much anyone could just list out like four or five things, reasons why Caitlin should go. And so I understand why he's pitching that, whether or not he had heard that from JC at all. But yeah, JC is, I think the thing is that he wants Brett to leave, right? Or at least he did at one point. And, so I think that it benefits him to have this blow up. It just kind of is getting traced back to him pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's not a great moment for JC. She does tell Brett that Rockstar and Haley are definitely campaigning against him pretty hard. And he's disappointed to hear about Haley, because he's like, I would never have gone after Haley, but I have heard that Rockstar is coming for me because JC told me that. And Bailey ends up, you know, feeling good about this conversation, I think. Yeah. Bailey ends up saying, like, you know what? I will consider, like, maybe trying to keep you. Like, maybe we can put something together here. And Bailey,
because Bailey just needs an alliance. She just needs some real people to actually work with her.
Bailey is going to, I think this, you know, Swaggy leaving, her getting the power, and now people are coming up to her, they're talking to her, they're campaigning to her, they're trying to pick her up as an ally. She's starting to feel very bold, and she is like, man, guys, talking to the feet, like, look at everyone coming, talking to me. All right. And so she's genuinely considering, like, should I trust Brett? Should I try to use him in this game and work on keeping him here? And that's, she's going to kind of be feeling that for a little while. She goes and she talks to Caitlin, and she tells Caitlin, like, maybe we should keep Brett. Maybe you're onto something here. Maybe we should, make something happen.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know who, in your opinion, you think Bailey should be working with and who she should try, because I do think she has this great opportunity right now to form something new, you know, since she's got this second life in the game. But yeah, this is the conversation with Caitlin and Bailey in the head of household while Haley's reading in the background, right?
I think so.
That was pretty quality when that happened.
Well, Bailey and Caitlin have a very long conversation. They also talk about JC. Bailey tells Caitlin that JC was talking about Caitlin being nominated, and that she stepped in and told Brett that Caitlin was the one that wanted Brett to stay, and this pisses Caitlin off about JC. And she's going to use this opportunity to spill everything about her game. I was the Steve vote. Then going into next week, Tyler told me that there was a power, and that if I voted a certain way, that people who voted that way would be screwed. So I switched my vote, and then I found out that Sam has the power, and that it expires this next week. And then Tyler told me about what Swaggy said, and so then I decided I needed to take Swaggy out of the game because of all the dumb reasons of I have a boyfriend that I don't have anymore, and so on and so forth. And it just, like, tells her everything. Of course, she has a lot of misconceptions about what's actually happening in the house. So she was saying, like, there's not an alliance on that side. Brett is with me. Tyler is definitely not with them. He's more with Faute than he is with them, which is all, like, wrong. But she the things she said about Tyler should have been enough to expose Tyler to Bailey in terms of, like, Tyler being the mastermind. But I don't think Bailey caught on. I think that she actually felt better about Tyler after this conversation. She said as much to Casey, and then later on they talked more about, like, Brett being kind of the mastermind. So I don't think she's as on. I could be wrong, because she has been on to Tyler before, but we'll see.
Well, I think it helps that Caitlin, and she'll say this a lot, is that she's so authentic, she's incapable of lying and all this. And I think that it's because she firmly believes everything she's saying for a lot of the time. She very rarely outright lies to people when she's doing these big spilling, you know, everything. Yeah. Mouth vomit sessions. And I think that because of that, you know, she trusts Tyler. And so it's making Bailey trust Tyler a little bit. But yeah, the misconceptions of what is actually going on, you know, Caitlin thinks that JC and Scotty might have the other power apps. She thinks that Tyler is closer with both Caitlin and Bailey than he is with Angela or Rachel, and would always choose to save them first, which is just, at least concerning Caitlin, I think not true at all. So
yes,
there's a lot of stuff.
Rob in the chat says, it's not a lie if you believe it. Yeah. And I'm sorry to the chat. Somebody was like, wait, does she know about her ex-boyfriend? No, that was me improvising. She does not know about Joe yet, which is going to lead to some funny comments later on as well. So she tells everything to Bailey. Bailey is annoyed because she also finds out that that Haley and Fessy knew about this and did not tell her. Haley ends up joining them, and Caitlin tells Haley, like, hey, you know, I just told Bailey everything. And Bailey's like, why didn't you tell me? And Caitlin's like, I told them not to tell you, and all of this stuff. Haley and Bailey, they also, this is finally also confirmation that Scotty, in fact, was the vote to evict Swaggy, which is really sketching Bailey out, who has been building a bond with Scotty, and she doesn't understand why he's lying to her face about it. Or at least that's how she's portraying it in this conversation. Haley thinks it's also sketchy, but she doesn't see him as a threat because he has nominated the bros, which means he's probably not against them at the very least. But Scotty definitely not making any good inroads with these people for doing their dirty work.
I don't understand how these are all big revelations, though, like the two hinky votes. It seems incredibly obvious based on how things have been going, though, you know, who flipped their vote. I mean, maybe it's just a coincidence because they both immediately became HOH and that confused some people. But I mean, I don't know why people did not know that that Caitlin was obviously the one who flipped on Steve. It's probably because Brett and Winston are running around saying that they voted for Steve to stay, and it's just confusing everything. But yeah, Scotty is not helping himself. You know, I think there's a way to make the HOH move you forward in the game, and right now it just seems like he is flipping back and forth every direction. And I know that makes you know, Bailey and Caitlin feel good right now, the fact that he put up the bros, but I think that is more of a product of Tyler not pushing Scotty to put up someone else more than anything else.
So this all happens, and I think you're totally right. Like, I don't, that's why I said, like, that's how she portrayed it in the conversation. She portrayed it in the conversation like, this blew my mind, I can't believe Scotty, like, what? But I kind of thought maybe she'd know some of this already, but maybe she didn't. Maybe she was just playing it up. Who knows? But the way that it seems to have been perceived is that this did kind of blow her mind, and she even tells some other people, like, oh, my mind was just blown. So yeah, what are you gonna do? Angela, Rachel, and Casey, meanwhile, are going to agree, we need Brett in this game. He's a better competitor. He's a bigger threat ahead of us than Winston. The problem is that JC is not on board. So how do we get JC on board? Let's tell JC about Rockstar trying to pitch this women's alliance. And the Rockstar wants Brett to go, and then she wants the women to all, come together about it. And maybe that will help flip JC. So that's going to be their plan for the moment. But other things happen that make it unnecessary.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bailey had run out to Brett after that conversation and was telling him that she had just found all these things that were going to blow his mind, and she was going to tell him later. I don't know if she ever actually talked to him much later.
Yeah, a lot of things ended up happening that kind of derailed some of the trajectory of the day.
Caitlin starts getting mad at all of her boyfriends in the house.
Yes, basically. Tyler did have a conversation with Angela, just a brief one, where it seemed they were talking about, like, who has the power, who do they think have the power, and it seems like Tyler does suspect that Bailey has the third power, but he's not exactly sure what it is, obviously. So I would not be surprised if he was operating off of the idea that Bailey might have it. So just to point that out. Caitlin does talk to Tyler. She tells him about how she just found out about JC and how he was trying to get her on the block. And Tyler tries to deflect for JC. He's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. What are you sure? Like, what if they made that up? She was like, well, Bailey has no reason to make that up. And he was like, well, what if Brett made it up? Who knows? He's really trying to protect JC here, but he's not going to really get through to Caitlin because Tyler's effectiveness with Caitlin is entirely dependent upon how much attention he's given her in the last 24 hours. And in the last 24 hours, he's kissed Rachel and not given her a ton of attention. So she is not receptive to anything Tyler is giving her right now.
Well, there was also the thing that, you know, I don't think we really saw it, but when the have-nots were picked for this week, let's see. I wrote down somewhere. Okay. Angela, Sam, and Tyler are the other have-nots, along with Brett, because of I think something in the veto competition required him to be a have not. And my immediately thought on that, because Tyler was volunteering, was, is he volunteering just so he can have an excuse for getting away from Caitlin and not having to sleep with her and hang out with her all the time? Because if so, good for him on that. Hopefully is giving him a little bit of a reprieve. But yeah, it's definitely, Caitlin is definitely picking up on how he is distancing himself.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it's the kind of thing where, like, they agreed, well, kind of, like, Tyler convinced Caitlin that they need to keep their distance occasionally in order to not make themselves a target and to not get her in trouble at home. But what Caitlin was saying in that conversation is also coming true, where he's not giving her enough validation, not enough attention. And so now it's rubbing her the wrong way. She wants
she feels
to be rubbed
like she
the right
doesn't
way.
Know him at all.
Yeah. So she is still pretty upset with JC. Bailey and Casey are then going to have a conversation. This was a very interesting one. Like I said, Bailey kind of all over the place today, and this is where she might end up tripping up, or it might have been the smartest thing she did all day. Not sure yet which one it is. But Bailey's talking to Casey, and she says, my mind was just blown. I just found out about all these things that Caitlin did. And it seems like really opening up to Casey. She's trying to get a sense of where Casey is in the game. And she's like, what's going on with you? Like, cause I want to know, I want to get to know you a little better. I want to get an alliance, because I don't really have anyone in this game now that Swaggy's gone. I'd love to be like 100% on board with you. What are your thoughts? And Casey's like, well, I'm kind of concerned about Fessy, cause I feel like Fessy might want to put me up. So like, maybe I'd put up Fessy next to Caitlin or Rockstar. Bailey is telling Casey, like, I'm concerned. My three people, Caitlin, Tyler, and JC. Those are the people I'm worried about. However, she says, I'm feeling a little bit better about Tyler. And my immediate thought was, oh, she's just saying that because it's Casey. But then I realized nobody knows how close Casey and Tyler are. So I think this is kind of genuine. I feel like I said, that everything Caitlin spilled to Bailey about Tyler actually made Bailey feel a little bit better about Tyler. And so she's telling that to Casey. Casey's also trying to deflect about Tyler as well in this moment. So they're coming together. They're trying to make this work.
I love the idea of them being together. I know that, thus far they haven't been particularly riveting on the feeds, but it's definitely, today was a coming out party for both of them in a lot of ways. Both Bailey and Casey. And I do like that they both have Caitlin on their radar to get out. And I like this idea to benefit Tyler of, if Bailey and Casey are working together, that's actually a really good opportunity for him to find out if he would ever be potentially backdoored, either by Bailey or by someone else, you know, that she might have be working with. And I think that, you know, in the long run, Casey and Bailey could be, you know, quietly together. And I think that they're both probably going to be around for a really long time anyway. And so when it gets down to, you know, 7, 5, 6 people around in the house, that bond could really help both of them.
Yes. And, I've been talking about how I've really been liking what Bailey's been doing post Swaggy. And I feel like she really kicked it into the next gear yesterday. And I feel like I'm starting to get in that place where I was with Tyler in that first week, where I'm like, this feels like a lot and I'm worried that it might be too much, but if it works, I'm really liking what's happening here. I think we'll have to wait and see until probably next week to see just how effective this is going to be long term. But I'm definitely liking what I'm seeing from Bailey. I hope that she doesn't just like go from 0 to 100 and then stay at 100 until she falls back to 0.
And like, since she has this power, I don't think that she should be thinking about how to use it offensively. I know that might help, to make it more interesting, but I think there's a lot of ways she can use this very defensively. And she, since it lasts so deep into the game, she's not on the radar of anyone right now. I don't think that she needs to be trying to use it to cancel out other powers or anything.
Yeah, you know, she actually mentioned to Fessy that she wanted to use it, or she didn't want to use it defensively. She wanted to use it offensively, which I agree. I'm not like a huge fan of. You know, I'd rather her use it in a way that, the way that she's talking about it, because it's obvious it's a tricky power to use, especially with when people know that you have it. She was talking about like, well, we need to use it when there's an HOH that we know we're good with, because otherwise that we can be put up as the replacement nominee, which kind of makes sense. But at the same time, I feel like the power is kind of wasted if you use it on an HOH that never would have put you up in the first place. I feel like it is probably best used as a defense rather than an offense, because, you know, using it offensively is essentially just a way that would be like trying to control the nominations, failing, and then using a power to change them anyway. That would be like Tyler using his power to change Scotty's. Nah, even then, like, I don't know. It's a tricky situation. I hope that she uses it well. I didn't particularly like how she was talking about it with Fessy, but we'll see. Bailey also talks about how she doesn't trust Rockstar in this conversation with Casey, but she knows Rockstar isn't coming for her, so that's fine, because everybody's been throwing Rockstar under the bus, so it's not a good look to trust Rockstar in the house. And Casey is like, yeah, I'm down. I'd love to work with you. I'm 100% in. I'd love to do this. So this is definitely a relationship to look out for. I know we'll talk briefly about it later on, that Casey is very on board with working this connection. Bailey doesn't talk much about it either, or Bailey doesn't talk much about it later, which tells me that, maybe she really is feeling like this is a good way to move forward. Casey's ability to remain completely under the radar working very, very much in her favor, especially in this moment right now.
Yeah, and you know, Rob and everyone else who keeps talking about her, lay off Casey. She's doing fine. She may not be, you know, everyone always says go into the house and fall asleep for a while. That's just what she's doing. She's doing good. I'm still rooting for her.
Yes, and you know, I think I'm ready to say at this point that Casey is not a Victoria. She is not like a floater that is going to get by. She is not in a position that she's not in a good position for no good reason. She is a good player in terms of what she's doing right now. I'm still concerned that she doesn't have the killer instinct to like really step up her game and be like a mover and shaker, but as a supporting role right now she is very good, and that means she has a lot of potential to do better later on. I like what Casey's doing, and if she continues to do well in a supporting role and stays for a long time, that does give her winner potential when she gets down to the end, especially if she's likable, which she is. So definitely somebody to look out for here. Casey. Sam and Scotty are going to have a conversation where Sam wants to know if she's going to go up on the block, because she's worried. She got very worried. And I'm going to present this in the way that the mystery sort of presented out on the feeds, because Sam just kind of like went crazy. And so she's talking to Scotty. She's like, am I going to go up on the block? Do you have the power? And Scotty's like, no and no. And she was like, well, I need to talk to Brett. Can I use your HOH room to talk to Brett? He's like, sure. She's like, privately. He's like, okay. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So then Sam talks to Brett and she's like, Brett, I want no BS. I want straight talk from you, Brett. What's going on? What is your plan? It's like, I'd like the veto to be used. That's probably like my plan, I guess. Not like nothing crazy. Why is Caitlin campaigning so hard for you to stay? It's like, I honestly have no idea. I didn't even know that was happening until just recently. Does Caitlin have a power? I don't think so. Not as far as I'm aware. Do you have a power? No, I do not. I do not have a power. Are you going to mercy kill me? No, you want to be here. I know you want to be here. I would never mercy kill you. Are you sure you're not going to mercy kill me? Nope, not gonna happen. I promise. All right, let's work together. Let's do it. Moving forward, we're together. We're in this for the long haul. I don't like people in this house. I like five people in this house, and I like you. So let's do this. Let's work together. That was the conversation.
I didn't understand a single thing that was happening. I like tried listening word for word of what was going on. All of a sudden, it turned into like talk of socioeconomics and who in the house. But it wasn't the kind of thing where it was like, oh, these people need the money, let's give it to them. It was like, these people have already been wealthy, so I know they'll do good things with the money. And she kept talking about the money as the tool that she was going to use. Like, oh yeah, I know I could do well with this tool. And Brett, you've had money. You would do well with it. And you're not going to get addicted. I, what is even going on? And yeah, that was a whole ridiculous conversation, because she listed out pretty much everybody talking about if they had money, if they didn't, and what would happen. But it didn't really seem like she was singling anyone out for like, oh, we don't want to give the money to them. I don't know. Yeah, she wasn't making any arguments.
It's like, it's very much the opposite of what we usually see, where it's like, you have money, you don't need this money. She was like, no, Brett, I can tell that you've had money and you have money, so you know how to handle it. That's why I think you deserve it. Like, you're one of the good people that deserves the money, because you already have a lot of it and you're not going to waste it. What's the crazy people in this house? So that was a weird conversation. Brett goes to Tyler afterward. He's like, dude, Sam was being really weird. I don't know what's going on. And Tyler's like, I guess she's worried that she's going to be put up. And I guess that wouldn't be the worst thing, because then she'd just use her power. But I don't know, dude. Tyler tells Brett that Caitlin is in fact on board with keeping him for now, even though she had been thinking differently earlier. However, she is freaking out and he's worried about the fact that, Caitlin can just flip at my moment's notice. And Tyler says, dude, I need you in this game. I need you here. Tyler seems to be, something changed over the course of the day that definitely made Tyler want Brett in the game. And then Sam talks to Tyler and kind of reveals, I guess, a little bit of the mystery of what was going on. She said, Tyler, I was really worried that Brett had a power and that he was going to send me home out of mercy. So that was what was happening.
Yeah, don't ever bring up people, because she also, right after Brett left, she said, Brett, can you send up, who was it? I think Haley and Rockstar or someone.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, Sam is HOH and needs to have all these one-on-ones and two-on-ones with people. And so they are like 2 seconds into this meeting and Caitlin and Fessy come up, in which, by the way, and that meeting that was going on with Rockstar and Haley was basically the same things that she had said to Brett just all over again, and it didn't make any sense. And she kept talking about how she was thinking people were going to mercy kill her because people thought she was going to leave. So Fessy and Caitlin walk in and they're like, hey, what's going on? And Rockstar just shuts the whole thing down and says, yeah, Sam's just freaking out because she's finally a paranoid person in this game, and so she's just joining the club. And that pretty much dissolved the whole thing, and that was about it.
Yeah.
Love Rockstar just saying it like it is.
So yeah, I mean, I talked about this a little bit because I was reading it during the podcast last night, and it seemed like to me that Sam was interviewing Brett about potentially using the power on him, but I'm not sure that was the case. I feel like she was just worried that he was gonna use a power and that she was gonna get mercy killed. It's hard to understand Sam, maybe when the power is done, she'll like actually act like a real player again, but who knows. So then Caitlin, we're going to start to get into some of the nonsense of the night. Caitlin is going to start to freak out because she saw that Sam was up there with Brett and Scotty. And she was like, well, are they going to backdoor me? They're like, what's going on? Why are they talking about putting me up on the block? And Tyler's like, no. It's fine. Calm down. Everything's fine. And Caitlin was just freaking out. She was like, Scotty told me that he would put me up if the veto was used. And so she's starting to freak out. She goes to Bailey. She goes to Rockstar. She's telling people, like, Scotty's going to put me up if the veto's used. He told me. And so then they go and they ask Scotty, and they're like, did you tell Caitlin that you were going to put her up if the veto is used? And he was like, no, I just said that she's fine unless there was a, like, unless there's a power that was used, like, then who knows? And so Caitlin was like, no, that's not okay. She confronts Scotty about it. They get into an argument. Scotty's like, I did not say that. I said this other thing. And she's like, no, you didn't have to say you were going to put me up. You were like, I'm just going to throw her up there. And he's like, no, I didn't. And she was like, well, you don't have to say it to make it clear. What? What does that mean?
I think Caitlin might be losing it a little bit.
I'm losing it a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. She saw the aura, and knew that, he was going to put her up on the block. So they get into that little, argument there. Tyler is trying to calm her down, but it's not really working that much. Then it's going to get a whole lot worse, because Scotty is going to have a conversation with Bailey, Fessy, Haley, and Rockstar just to clear the air. He's like, look, I did not say that. I did not tell Caitlin she was going up on the block, just so you guys know. And you know what? You know what else happened? Like, I don't understand why Caitlin is sticking up for Brett either, because Brett and Winston came to me last night and pitched a Final Three deal with me with the hope that we would use the veto and backdoor Caitlin. So I, like, just so it's out there, so you guys are aware. And Rockstar immediately, because she is the personification of Twitter, was like, let's tell Caitlin. Like, let's get her all pissed off, and so that she'll be really mad, and then she'll vote Brett out, and then we'll have, like, big blow-ups, and the feeders will love it. And Bailey at this point seems like this information is changing her mind about who she wants to stay, because I do think she was leaning toward keeping Brett. However, when she finds out that Brett and Winston went to Scotty the night before, she didn't know anything about this. She's like, damn it, Brett got me again. He's so charismatic. Never mind. Bailey's like, let's just vote Brett out. Let's do this. Hey, Rockstar, of course, is on board. They all agree. Let's get Brett out. And then at that point, they decide to go get Caitlin.
Yeah, and it's great, because this is just, again, the, you know, Brett versus Winston, and they both did this. They both went up to Scotty, but since Brett is seen as the more sane one, he's going to take all of the heat for all of this that's happening. And pretty much for the rest of the night, Brett is the only one that anyone seems to be mad at, or at least the only one that Caitlin's mad at.
Yes, because again, they're all talking about, like, how Brett is this mastermind, and they're like, I wonder if Brett went to Tyler and then convinced him not to put them up too, because he didn't want to put, oh man, Brett, he's just so good at this game. It's so funny. Like, I feel like if Brett actually did leave, they'd have to realize, like, wait a minute, everything is still happening. Like, they're all still working and functioning. Maybe he was, no, they'd probably still think that Brett was the man. Brett left them instructions. I don't know.
And I don't know if Tyler has thought about that at all. And if he, you know, cause yeah, what you're saying is that keep Brett so that Tyler can still use him as a shield and people can still think that Brett's the mastermind and not Tyler. But the other way of looking at it is that, yeah, maybe Tyler is hoping that if Brett leaves, then the hunt for the mastermind will leave with it. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't think he's even that worried about the mastermind stuff at the moment. But they do go and they get Caitlin, and they bring her up and they let Caitlin know. That was the wrong order. They bring Caitlin up and then Caitlin lets them know. I already know what you're going to say. I had a dream that Brett tried to get you to put me up on the block. I already know. And Scotty's like, yeah, well, here's what happened. Brett and Winston came to me last night. They pitched a final three and they wanted you up on the block. And Caitlin, who already knew this, reacts very poorly to finding out the information she already knew.
It wasn't a dream. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, look, good for Caitlin. She's able to stand up for herself again and be the strong little girl that she is. Of course, Caitlin wants it both ways. She wants to be able to stand up for herself and show everyone that she's standing up for herself and also get mad at everyone who doesn't back her up and comfort her.
Oh, yeah. So Caitlin is pissed and she's like, screw it. I want Brett out of this house. I can't believe he would do this to me. And she's going to go and confront Brett and Winston. I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you tried to get me out. And Brett is just like, I'm sorry. Like, people told me that you were trying to get me evicted. Like, it's just a numbers thing. Like, I don't know what more you want. They get into this big whole thing. And then Caitlin is going to freak out about it afterwards. She's like, and she's going to say she's mad that nobody backed her up. Like, what? Where were all my friends? Why weren't they there with me when I confronted those scary bros? I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna quit. I'm quitting the game. She was talking to Fessy, and Fessy was like, no, don't do that. I'd like to think that if she was talking to Tyler, he would have been like, maybe you should. This is my out.
Yeah, I could just imagine the way they could edit this on TV and just flash to Tyler in the diary room being like, so close, so close to getting her to walk out. All my problems would be solved.
Yes, Caitlin has a longer conversation with Brett a little bit afterward. Caitlin is saying, I thought we were, and yes, Whitless, both Tyler and Fessy were like, why did you do that? Caitlin's like, I thought we were friends, Brett. And I'm disappointed you didn't come to ask me when you heard that I was campaigning against you. Like, that wasn't true. He's like, the whole house was telling me that. Like, what do you want?
I'm on the block. I might be going home. I'm sorry, but at some point I'm going to throw whoever out there just so that I can potentially get off.
Yes. Well, she goes on to say, look, Brett, it's such a burden for me because I'm so intuitive. I'm always right about everything. And it's such a burden to know these things and to always be right about people. And it's just so hard to be me. And, you know, I'm just very proud of how brave I am for doing this. And, you know, I bet Joe is living for me right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Probably. Yep.
That's all.
That's gonna go on. They have so many great lines to show on the episode. I'm excited to watch. Let me know some of the best lines from the night in the chat, because I know you guys were talking about them earlier. There's a lot of great ones. I'm excited to see this on the episode for all of the Caitlin monologuing. It's pretty great. Bob. I think she was talking to Tyler. She was like, well, you know what? I'm kind of excited, though, because America's going to hate him for what he said to me.
Yes, America, while the bros are not everyone's favorite, I don't think anyone is looking at Brett as like this horrible, terrible person. And she goes on and she tells it to Tyler. She says it to Rockstar. She just goes around and keeps saying, I feel bad for Brett because of America's going to hate how he talked to me. She is so, everything she says gets twisted in this way. She's mad at Haley. She's mad at all these people for not backing her up, for not comforting her after the choice she made to go confront these guys. And she keeps saying, you know, it shouldn't matter, you know, that I got Swaggy out. Why are these people who I just flipped on not comforting me?
Where are my girlfriends?
You ditched them all. You ditched them all for Tyler. You got in all these confrontations with Haley over this love triangle with Fessy. You know, what? Like, Brett was so low on her list of guys that she was even I mean, imagine if this was Tyler or Fessy doing this to her. I mean, it would be a meltdown. And yeah. And Brett is just great. He's talking and he's like, I don't understand. Like, this is like a girlfriend who's mad at me and I haven't even slept with her yet. And so I'm not getting anything out of this.
Robo, like mentioned, what about the fact that this was Rachel's birthday the whole time? Yeah, all we were missing was for somebody to bring in a cake and for them to all sing happy birthday, like in monotone. Unfortunately, we didn't get that scene. But I got to say, you know, this nothing's going to beat, you know, Big Brother 10, but Keisha's birthday is a classic, but this just gotta come pretty close if we refer to this as Rachel's birthday.
I want them to edit it in a similar way that they did Keisha's yeah. birthday. That would be great.
So that's all happening. Casey is going to talk to Tyler. She tells him about her conversation with Bailey, and Tyler is mentioning to Casey, you know, I think Bailey is the one that really got to Caitlin here. I think that she kind of orchestrated this thing. Tyler, again, seemingly like a little bit suspicious of Bailey in the same way that Bailey's a little bit suspicious of Tyler. It'll be interesting to see where that leads. But Casey tells Tyler, like, hopefully I can keep you off of her radar with this relationship. And we like I can use this to keep you safe, which might actually work because, again, nobody suspects that Casey is with Tyler. But they both agree Brett needs to stay, especially after everything that just went down.
Yeah, because, I mean, also if Brett stays, that would add conflict between him and Caitlin, just more people to go after each other who are not Tyler and Casey. And I think that the Tyler and Bailey thing about him being a little suspicious of her, I think it comes with, in a house of so many loose cannons, I think that Bailey and Tyler and, you know, Casey and Seth being some of the only pretty calm, yeah. sane people there, I think you can just sort of sense like, ooh, that person also seems to be calm. Maybe I should be suspicious of them, which is probably true in terms of like who's going to actually do well in this game. But at this point, it would benefit them to work together, at least to some extent.
Yeah, it really is, because it's like, again, I was thinking about this too, where it's like once the powers start to be used, and once people start leaving the game, I feel like people are going to start to realize that Tyler must have the power, because it's like anybody else would have blabbed, like you know, like it comes to a and that's how we figured out Tyler had the power, because we were like, Tyler is the only one good enough to keep this a secret, and so the fact that he's so good at keeping secrets actually makes it more obvious that he has it, if that makes sense. So we'll see how that plays out as we move forward.
And like Bailey and Tyler, their powers both benefit you to not tell anyone about them, mm-hmm. whereas Sam's benefited her to tell people about it.
Yep.
So I wonder what the other powers, you know, where they would have lined up in that instance.
Mm. So Casey and Tyler agree they want Brett to stay. The problem is they need JC. They know that JC is anti-Brett. However, that's going to be solved for them, because JC is going to have a conversation with Brett after the big blow up. And he's going to be like, dude, I am so grateful for you that you did not throw my name under the bus, because I was all over that mess and you saved my life. Which, look, It's a good move to not throw people under the bus immediately. You know, a lot of people, their instinct is to just be like, no, well, JC, Caitlin, like they'll throw any names out there. But Brett did not do that, mostly because I think he was thinking about Tyler and he was protecting Tyler. And he didn't think about JC in the moment. Cause I do think he would have outed JC because he already did to Bailey. But he did not throw JC under the bus. So JC was very happy about that, and JC is now thinking, especially again after the blow up, that look, we can, you know what, I'll be honest, I was kind of leaning toward evicting you, but we can work together now.
Yes, and so at least now where the vote stands, because it really doesn't seem like the veto is going to get used at all, I don't really see that happening unless something crazy happens before the ceremony, but as it stands right now, I still think that the votes are there for Winston to leave.
Yes. And JC will also confirm with Tyler. First of all, JC's like, Caitlin needs to go. And Tyler's like, yeah. And Tyler also talked to Casey about how, like, he's not having Caitlin. He needs her to leave. But they also, Tyler's like, and also we need Brett to stay this week. And JC was like, yes, this is why we're friends. That's exactly what I was going to tell you. So yes, as of right now, the vote is 6-5. We've got Tyler, JC, Sam, Rachel, Angela, and Casey all voting. That's 6 all voting for Brett to stay. And then you've got Rockstar, Haley, Caitlin, Fessy, and who's the other one?
Bailey,
all voting for Brett to leave, for Winston to stay. So, yes. Maybe,
although I could see Caitlin flipping back, even though she blew up with Brett, I could still see her voting to keep Brett in the long run. Because I think it just takes, you know, a couple minutes of Caitlin going, ooh, but I don't have anything with Winston going on, so I don't know if I want to keep him here.
I agree. And I think that's what Tyler is going to do to try to protect his sort of like, I'm not with them, is that like if he's able to get Caitlin back on board to want Brett to stay, then it's like, well, Brett has the numbers anyway. So, you know,
and you know, Bailey is the other one who I could potentially see also flipping back and voting Winston out.
Yeah, I mean, she was. I do think she genuinely was on board with that earlier in the day. It's just that once everything blew up, it seemed like again, we haven't had any like private conversations yet at like post blow up with Bailey and Brett or anything like that. So not entirely sure if she has 100% flipped, but it did seem like the information that Brett and Winston had gone to Scotty really kind of turned her off of the idea. But you never know.
And it's amazing that this is somehow turning into a pro Brett or against Brett vote. And Winston is really not factoring into this at all, except for just being the other person. I haven't seen him really campaign that much. I mean, I don't know if he thinks that he has like his side's votes. I don't know. Has anyone been really upfront with him about that?
He was asking like JC, he's been asking some other people. They're mostly just like, oh, we're not sure yet. For all of Winston's insanity, he's been pretty calm about just like, I think he genuinely doesn't want to. I think he loves Brett. I think he loves him and he doesn't want to campaign against him that much.
Well, I guess that's good for Brett.
Yeah. Doom wants to know if the vote is 6-5, doesn't that expose Tyler, Casey, and JC? First of all, Caitlin was basically telling Bailey, like, JC is with them. JC is on that side. And Bailey's like, oh. Well, good to know. So JC has already kind of been exposed. Would it expose Casey? I don't think so. Casey's very good at just kind of being like, I just kind of feel like Brett's better for my game. It could technically, theoretically expose Tyler if the vote is 6-5. That might be a bad look, especially since it would be opposite of what Caitlin is doing, which is why I do think that the key to making this work very smoothly is getting Caitlin back on board to keep Brett. However, do I think it's dangerous? Not particularly. I think that Brett is somebody that would still probably be targeted over Tyler, especially if all five of those people just voted Brett out. Then obviously they're not going to feel like, oh, well, we need to take out Tyler over Brett. They're going to feel like Brett now is mad at us for voting him out. I do think it's the right move for Tyler, despite potentially, throwing some suspicion out about him being with this side, is to keep Brett with that vote, regardless of whether or not he does get Caitlin back on board. Because I've seen a lot of people like, oh, how could he expose himself like that? But I'm not that concerned for Tyler in that regard.
I think he can handle it. And for Casey, I'm not sure about JC as much, but for Casey, the remnants of Faute and Scotty seem to know pretty clearly that she is with Level 6. But their impression of it is sort of like, oh, we didn't talk to her enough in the first couple of days, so we don't blame her for just having gone to the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, we liked her. We wish we would have worked with her. And I think a lot of them think that they could, you know, that they think she's at the bottom of the alliance. And so they think that they could flip her over to their side if need be, which may or may not be true. I mean, Casey's not really the bottom of the level 6 alliance. She's just in a more strong, smaller alliance with a, or a stronger, smaller alliance.
Mm-hmm. Doom is also asking, like, why risk it? And like, from my perspective, if we're looking at this from Tyler's point of view, he has two options. He can, if the vote remains 5-5 and he's in the middle, that he, if he sides with Faute and he votes out Brett, Faute thinks Winston is irrelevant. It's very obvious that they feel this way. Everybody feels like Winston is irrelevant. If Brett goes home, Winston is going to be kept in this game for a long time. And I guarantee you that everybody thinks he's a complete non-threat. Everybody thinks he's irrelevant. Nobody trusts him. He is absolutely going to be dragged along. And so the Faute side, having gotten Brett out, the person that they feel is the most dangerous, who's going to be their next target on the other side? People like Bailey, who feel like Tyler is kind of sketchy, people like Rockstar, who feel like Tyler's kind of sketchy, are going to now feel like, well, that side's kind of been neutralized. We don't need to go after Winston. Now we can make a sort of bigger move and kind of go after Tyler. Whereas if Tyler sides with the other side, even though now he's siding with that side, and even if he was fully outed as being on that side, at the very least, the Faute side now has to deal with two big threats, Tyler and Brett. That's the worst case scenario. The best case scenario is that he's able to pull off kind of not being outed super a whole lot, and that the main target remains Brett. It's kind of like, you know, again, it's sort of the Vanessa way of looking at things, like in terms of incentives. If you take Brett out, the Faute side no longer has any incentive to not target you. But if you keep Brett in, then their incentives are still focused on targeting Brett and sort of like ignoring the Tyler side, even though he, you know, may or may not have voted with them, because it doesn't, like, they don't care if he votes with them. They're not ever going to accept Tyler with open arms just because he voted with them and gave them what they wanted. So that is my perspective on that vote.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect Tyler too much. I think since he's not running around and really, really pushing for Brett, so it's not coming off as him steering anything. I think he's got plenty of reasons why he could say, you know, reasons why he could tell people that he wanted to keep Brett. And I don't think too many people would blame him for just saying, you know, oh, Winston, he's not bringing much to the table.
Yeah. And Nikki in the chat also points out, which I was something else that I was thinking too. I was like, make Faute believe that Brett masterminded Tyler to keep it, right? Because like, they will think like, how did Brett get out of that one? Like, they all love him. He's so dangerous. I can't believe he tricked Tyler into doing that. So that's that. Lots and lots of stuff. I'm trying to read your name in the chat. But I'm not going to be able to pronounce it. I am sorry. But somebody is asking, do the level 6 girls have more loyalty to Tyler or Brett? And that's a pretty good question. Obviously, Casey has more loyalty to Tyler. Angela and Rachel, I don't know. I feel like they could go either way. What do you think, Mary?
I think that they hang out with Brett more and spend more time with him. But I actually think that both of them are the most likely people to change it up down the road and potentially have, you know, an all girls alliance or do something different. I could see them. I think they're the true floaters here. It's hard to tell because we haven't had a true person from a different side become the HOH to see exactly how they would act. You know, we don't know if they would just hang out by themselves or, you know, stick with Brett or Winston or whoever's left, or if they would be going up and trying to make new moves. We don't know because they haven't done anything and they're rarely shown. So it's really hard to see a lot of them. But I'd like to believe that Rachel at least would start playing a little bit if things got really mixed up. I don't know. I gotta believe that if it was up to Tyler and Brett trying to convince them, I think Tyler has could do a better job of getting them on his side.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Not necessarily that they're more loyal to one or the other, but that they're more likely to do what Tyler wants them to do than what Brett wants them to do, because Tyler is more Tyler is the real more charismatic, persuasive one of the two.
And I don't think that Angela and Rachel have been shown to be particularly emotionally driven by a lot of this. So I do think that they are closer friends with Brett, but I'm not sure that means that they would like ride or die with him till the end. I do think that they like hanging out with him more, but I think that they would flip if they needed to.
Yes. There seems to be like a chip on their shoulder about how close Brett and Winston are. Like, I think they would prefer to like be closer with the boys, but the fact that they are so in love with each other, like there's a little bit of passive aggressiveness every time they talk about the bros relationship, which I find very amusing. Somebody also asked if we think Sam is going to use the power. I really don't know what's happening with Sam. I think that anything could happen. So that's something that we need to just look out for across the next few days. Unless there's anything else, Mary, I think we've got this.
Yeah, and sorry we've gone on so long. The only really other thing was that the Fessy and Haley relationship had another little spike where they had a little argument, and Fessy was mad at Haley, telling her that she should have comforted Caitlin more in all of this. And he sort of questioned her loyalty, and she got mad and said, "Don't ever question where I go or who I hang out with. That's the point of this game, to talk to everyone. I'm sorry that I'm just better at this." So they had a fight for a while. And then really early this morning at like 2 a.m., Fessy somehow managed to, in his mind, turn this around and was upset at Haley, because he said, "Why were you questioning my loyalty?" Which is just the exact opposite of what happened. So I think Haley's just sort of over it, and she's refusing to sleep with him. So,
yeah, you know, people are talking about Casey being boring. People are talking about Angela being furniture. I think Fessy is the most useless lug of weight in this game. He has no idea what's going on. Ever. He's involved in so many conversations, and in every conversation, his contribution is like, "Yeah, guys, I don't know. Just tell me what to do." Like, he is in so over his head, and it's starting to get annoying to me.
Yes, he called Casey a really big fan of the game when she said that she had watched about 3 seasons. So that shows you where his barometer is. And then the other great thing that he was involved in was Caitlin was saying that she was bragging that Fessy called her the greatest player of all time, which, coming from Fessy, means absolutely nothing. I don't know what's a bigger overstatement of her being the greatest player of all time or Shannon Elizabeth being the greatest. Look, here's the thing. How many giant moves in Big Brother happened in the first 2 weeks of the game that we are calling the greatest moves of all time? Because I think there's got to be a line somewhere where if something happens in the first like 2 to 3 weeks, it's probably not the biggest move that's even going to happen that season.
Yeah,
I could be wrong, but
I mean, I think there have been some great moves made in the first couple of weeks, but they're definitely not known as the greatest moves of all time. Like, that is not how anybody will ever, because that's how the players are like, "This is going to be remembered as the greatest move." No, it's not. Nobody remembers anything that happens in the first couple weeks. I'm the only nerd that talks about like, "Well, remember that time Vanessa really won over the twins and used that twin stuff in week two? And remember when Derek convinced people about Zach in week two?" Nobody else talks about it.
It's because there's so many people in the first couple of weeks that it's really easy to do something shocking, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's beneficial. I mean, look at Caitlin. She did something shocking and getting Swaggy out, but like long term probably wasn't the best thing for her personal game.
Mm-hmm.
But she's standing in her truth, guys. She's standing in her truth. So,
yeah, which is, you know, as much as we make fun of her for saying these things, like they are very applicable to who she is. Like, it is her truth. It's not the truth. It's her truth. So she gets to intuit whatever she wants the truth to be. So there we go. Thank you guys for joining me today. Thank you, Mary, for joining me.
Yes. Hopefully this doesn't all just blow up and Sam doesn't use the power or do something crazy.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mary was on the Social Strategy Sundays yesterday. I hope everyone here checked that out. It was very fun.
Oh, yes. Yes. Watch us play some games.
Yes, we played some games on Twitch. Tomorrow morning, I'll be here at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. I will be talking to Big Brother Canada 6, Maddie, tonight for the Taran Show. So that will be out tonight, later tonight at some point. And then tomorrow night, we've got the roundtable where we're going to update the stock watch. And you know, Brent's probably going to talk about Rockstar. look forward to that. And thank you again, everyone, for joining us today. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm Adam Armstrong. Taran, Mary is at Frail Mary. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.